Wrong one. How about this one?
Bop, 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 bop. This intro's so long. Bop, 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 bop. I could keep going. Bop, bop. Bop, 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 bop.
Welcome back, everybody, to Independent Incidentals. Hold on, we're just getting set up here. Radio on now. Checking on all our thoughts. Can... citizens. Here we go. Okay, I think we're almost live. Here we go, ladies and germs. No, I deleted the thing! Oh, this is terrible. Radio Luria, Airtime Pro. Just put it in. It's okay. We gotta get it live, because we actually have a thing out on top of this. This is terrible. Oh, jeez. Welcome back to Independent Incidentals, everybody. Today, you guessed it, we're talking about Papers, Please. I don't think I brought my mouse, because what I had planned today, since I didn't really have time to make much of a script, and I forgot the script that I would have written anyway at home, I thought it'd be a great idea to, on the second half of this show, play the game. Actually, like have a little let's play. Because... believe it or not, this game has a lot of roots in the sort of Let's Play YouTuber sphere back in the day. This game was made back in 2015 by one guy, one prodigy of music, of talent, of programming, of art, and all that kind of stuff, Lucas Pope. He wrote everything, he did all of the story, all the world building, he developed this game, Papers, Please. Papers, Please is a very, very interesting game. I don't think I had my microphone the right way. Ah, here we go. You can hear me so much better now. It's beautiful. That's good. That's good. That's great. Okay. I really feel like a checkpoint security man right now. I got a little stamp. What's up with that speaker? Anyway. It's a pixelated game. It's supposed to be kind of chiptune based thing. Papers, Please is a video game that puts you in the role of a checkpoint security inspector, right? You are a checkpoint security inspector specifically for a totalitarian fake dystopian country called Arstotzka. Arstotzka. They have a slogan, glory to Arstotzka. They have all of the things that make it this sort of weird post-war, Cold War sort of climate with another neighboring country called Kolekia. They have the border between West and East Gretchen, I believe, that has divided, and now you are in the aftermath of them finally being able to open up borders. Now, here's the thing. Obviously, in this dystopian society, it's not really easy to provide for your family. It's not very easy to have good accommodations. Rent keeps rising. You're going to have a hard time feeding all of your family. What are you supposed to do as a person who gets a very, very minimal paycheck? Basically only through bonuses that you get from correctly accepting or declining people from entering Arstotzka. You have to consistently, as the days progress, check and double check and verify different documents that you get is received from the other person. This is sort of the sort of puzzle game aspect of this game. First, we're going to be talking about gameplay. Then we're going to be talking about the interactive story implications of the game. So, Papers, Please is a very stressful game, because first of all, you have a very limited desk space. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of debate about how to play this game, specifically regarding what you're allowed to look up online, what you're allowed to have like on other monitors, and what specifically regarding how optimized you want to play the game, right? There's obviously a bunch of debate about whether or not you should have other tabs open or not, right? Because that's kind of the whole point of the game. You start out day one with literally just checking in Rostotskin residence. You check their passport, see if they're Rostotskin. All right, if you're Rostotskin, you're good to go. That's it, right? And then it slowly ramps up over time. They start accepting other nationalities. You have to start looking for expiration dates. Then, after day two, there's terrorist attacks. This game gets really political. Again, we're going to be talking about that. After the terrorist attacks, this then translates into the gameplay loop of constantly adding more complicated documentation for you to check and confirm to ensure they are who they exactly say they are. You not only have to check if they're Rostotskin or if they're from a different country, you also have to check their date of birth, see if that confirms with their foreign entry slip. Then if they're going on work, if they're doing work in the country, then you also have to have another paper that confirms what work they're doing. You have to confirm it with their story, how long they're going to be staying, if they're going through transit, if they're visiting, if they're immigrating. Then you also have to look at things like, for example, names, specifically regarding aliases. You have to check for if their face looks different. You have to constantly check for their gender, because it's so deep and complex, this game. It slowly ramps up over time, and you constantly have to check for more and more things. It's not enough to just have a passport. You also have to have an identification. You also have to have different government officiated documents based on what profession they're doing. I've only gotten to day 12, day 13. We can confirm that when we actually play the game. But I am already at that point where it's getting extremely complex. It gets extremely complicated as you continue going forward in this game. Like I said before, there's other additional things you have to look out for as you explore the world, right? As you're constantly getting more and more, as you're getting more progress into the game, you have to constantly check other things that relate to the world, right? You have to check, for example, people that are wanted in the news, right? International criminals that you're kind of obligated to check for and to ensure they don't get through the border. There's other things like having to check if they are from the correct issuing city, because there's individual cities from each different nation that might or might not be correct based on what you're checking for. There's, I think, like 7 different nations in that specific region of the world that you're looking for specifically. Like, for example, there's the United Federation, there's Colombia, there's, I think, like, what are some other ones? Oberstan or something like that. Stuff like that. You get a bunch of different people that come through the border, and this is the main way that you gain money in the game. For each one that you successfully pass or decline or detain, you get $5. The problem is as you continue to go forward, rent keeps increasing. You constantly have to continue doing better and better as more and more complicated documentation comes through every day as the border becomes more and more clear. This game is very, very intricate, especially in its game design, because there's a lot of things to be hung up by. There's so many things to be hung up by. You have no idea. If you haven't played the game, I recommend it because it's pretty cheap. when you start out the game, you're like, oh yeah, I'm pretty stellar at this. It's just accepting people based on the thing. But then when you get really into it, I've seen several different types of clones of this game kind of come out as it progressed. This game has been very, very copyable because it's a very simple concept that's not really been done before, right? From what I've researched, there wasn't a lot of information about this game because Lucas Pope keeps a pretty low profile. I haven't been able to see that many interviews and stuff like that, but I haven't been really looking at the same time because I've been pretty bogged down with everything. So, in conclusion, I'd say the gameplay itself, isolated, is pretty good. There's just the regular standard story mode, and then there's the endless mode that if you want to try to just keep going for a high score, if you don't really care about the story. The story, though, is really interesting, so I recommend you play that first, because I'm going through that right now. Apparently there's 20 endings, and I haven't even beat the game yet, so please be nice to me. Please be nice to me. The game itself is the isolated, sort of, from the story. There is a lot of implications based on what happens, right? For example, terrorist attacks cause the game to get harder as you go along. Stuff like that. But at the same time, the story is sort of like, it kind of takes a backseat, or you kind of have to isolate it based on context clues you get from the people that come in. This game is also in the category, as interactive stories go, as an empathy game. Empathy games are interesting because they have it has a pretty decent story to them as a whole, a pretty decent like history to them. From what I remember, like a couple, let's say like a decade and a half ago, there was a game called Train, where it was very unseemingly. It was like, okay, we're just organizing what's the best route for a train. So you start, without asking questions, continue to create a rail line that goes from one place to the other, having to put passengers onto the train and then moving them to another location until eventually you realize this is actually an allegory for Auschwitz. And you are one of the Nazi commanders, and you realize the moment people realize this, it's very interesting. Some people keep playing, but some people like lash out in anger. They ask the person who made the game that they're a terrible person for making them do this. Some people look at it as sort of an ethical concern regarding, like, you know, the fact that they feel implicated in doing it, which is interesting. Games have a really interesting sense of implicating the player into what they're doing and making them feel accomplished in doing it, right? So if you can twist that, if you're able to twist the idea of making them feel rewarded for doing something, that's where the gold is at, because it completely changes what you think of the game as a whole. Let me give you an example. There's one specific instance in the game where a man comes into the booth and they're like, okay, here's my documentation. And you stamp it, everything checks out. Okay, cool, great. You give them a big old green stamp, and then they say to you, make sure you look out for my wife. She's next in line. She comes up. She does not have the right documentation. She wasn't able to get the foreign slip. She wasn't able to get the foreign slip. And when you interrogate her on this, when you ask her why she wasn't able to get the foreign permission slip, whatever it's called, I don't know. She begs to you as the inspector of this border patrol to let her in. Because if she goes back, then she will die. What do you do? Her country won't accept her anymore. She has no place to go. Do you accept her in and possibly get reprimanded? Or do you decline her and possibly get an extra $5 but then lead her to her death? Right? It's those little moments that make you kind of like, ugh. It doesn't like truly hit because you don't see the full implication of it, right? But it's still like, it makes you clench up a little bit. You're like, oh, I should not have done that. Or like, oh, that's not going to be good. Because no matter what you do, right, if you don't get enough money,
there's a chance that your family members might get sick, fall ill, and die, right? It's up to you to decide whether you cherish your family more and then by proxy kind of keep the status quo continuing by letting her die, by not accepting her, or by accepting her, you possibly get reprimanded, but also you have a better, more clean conscience and possibly have the means and the roots to start the revolution. I don't know. I haven't played the game fully. Maybe there's a possibility. Maybe there's a possibility. There's a bunch of other interesting little nuggets of story and gameplay in this game, specifically regarding secret societies like Ezek. There's little tidbits of decoding and making sure like you have to let the right people in, or else, you know, Ezek might get you something like that. Right. Or there's even other more like diabolical ones where you are tasked with a person who is being admitted into the country as a bartender. Okay, cool. You stamp her in and then she comes to you real close and she's like, I might be getting human trafficked. Ah! That's not her. That was me. I was like, is those specific moments that you're like, I don't know. I really don't think I should have accepted the human trafficker in there. Because the human trafficker was next in line, or a few people afterwards. And it's diabolical, truly. It's like, do you accept this person? Even though, like, I didn't have enough, like, resources to accept them. I was on my last ding. I failed twice before, so I couldn't decline them. I had to accept them. It was terrible. I was like scavenging to make sure to see if there's anything I could get them on. Like I was actually thinking of just scribbling out their name and putting like a fake name in there so that they would get reprimanded. But like it don't work like that. You gotta play by the rules. You gotta play by the rules. So that's the kind of premise of Papers, Please. There's a lot more I could say about this game as a whole, about its story, about how it kind of implicates itself into the wider landscape of art and like as like an actual political experience. Like it's more of a political like idea. Like what do you do in that situation, right? There's not really much to go beyond that, though, right? So I thought it'd be a fantastic idea, even for just a little bit, for the next, say, 30 minutes, to play the game! To play the freaking game! We could freaking play the game right now! Come on, everybody, let's play the game! We're gonna hop in day 16. Let's see what we got. The Ostotskin newspaper. All right. Ministries start fight over staff. Quantified guards. Soldiers in demand. Consolidation reassignment at border. Oh, boy. A lot going on. There's a lot going on. So in the game, you befriend this security officer. Get out of here. Who gives you extra bonuses for detaining more people because he's able to get an extra cut from all the people he detains. He gets an extra bonus. He gives you that. So he's standing right in front of my booth right now. Let's see what the paper tells me right here. Inspector, the Ministry of Justice appointed the outer guard detail. You are now responsible for controlling trespasser activity. I just do the voice. Because everyone does the voice. We'll talk about that after this day. Because there's a little bit more to talk about in regards to how I found out this game 10 years ago. And I just played it today. Provided key can be used to unlock the tranquilizer gun once the alarm has been raised. Oh, I'm able to actually... Oh, no. I have to tranquilize people now? Oh, jeez. Compensation. You will receive a bonus for stopping any trespasser. A small bonus is provided for your firing on, but missing your target. Weapons protocol. Review the instructional diagram on the following page. Weapons protocol. Drop the key on tumbler to unlock weapon. Select a gun, aim, and fire. So there's probably going to be some sort of thing that pops up where I can shoot people with tranquilizers now. Oh, boy. That's great. The provided key can be used to unlock the tranquilizer gun once the alarm has been raised. Great. All right. We'll give it a shot. Oh, it's my friend. Let's see here.
You detain 9 people. Here.
Here's a bonus. 10 bucks! 15 bucks! Oh, hell yeah. And for the bomb I defused. Yes, thank you. I will drop money at home instead every other night. This guy's such a boss, dude. I love this guy. He's my friend. I'll put the money here for now. Here we go. Papers, please. Let me get my rule book out. You gotta get the rule book out. Here we go. Basic rules. Let's see. So, you will remain here for 3 months. You're visiting friends. Cool. That's confirmed with your entry permit here. We can check the name by pressing spacebar, because I got that instead of feeding my kid medicine. In this game, you can upgrade your booth, which allows you to gain extra little shortcuts, but also is in the specific cost of your child or your wife's or your family's health. So it's really up to you whether or not you wanna actually go doing that. Let's see if it's a counterfeit or not. It doesn't seem like it, because it is the right symbol. Let's just double check. Republica. We got Boston, which is the correct issuing city. Awesome. I think you're good. I think you're golden. Let's double check. Yeah, perfect. Okay. Welcome to Arstotzka, glory and all that, blah, blah, blah. You get jaded on this job. I'm probably going to get a write-up. I probably missed something. Wanted criminal admittance? No! That's not good. That's really not good. I really shouldn't have let that criminal in the country. I should open that tab. Hold on, wait. Who am I looking for again? Okay, that was in fact a wanted criminal. That's unfortunate. This one's not, though. We're looking for a guy with a face and a mustache and a guy with a long nose. All right. Looking great. Looking good. Good, great so far. Absolutely great. This is absolutely wonderful. I love this job so much. Right, the enter by. Ooh, looks like you. That's expired. That document is expired, man. Ooh, I gotta deny you, man. Couldn't come until now. That's not a good excuse. Get out of the country. You're not welcome. Bye bye. Next in line. I love doing the voice, man. It's so dumb. All the YouTubers do it. Oh, you don't have your freaking you don't have your you require entry permit. Oh no. They will not give papers for surgery. Sorry, you gotta take the money back. I'm gonna deny you. I'm gonna give you the money back, though, because, yeah, nah. Yeah, I don't really care. That's unfortunate. You gave me a bunch of money, though, so I appreciate it. Oh, I might be getting the bad route, guys. Hey, you don't have an entry permit! There you go. There it is. Thank goodness. Okay, 14 days. Yeah, 2 weeks. Perfect. Let's see. You're from Impor. Toskiedo. Yeah, perfect. Okay, cool. That's good. Yes, it's the same logo. Looks like the same logo. Hold on. Yeah, sometimes the pixels kind of get crooked when it's rotated like that. It happens in Godot as well. It's just a programmer thing. Same name. Matching. Hey, you have dark hair. Yeah. And that matches. Nothing's expired. Yeah, nothing's expired. I think you're good to go. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me just double check the... You're not wanted. They're both male. Yeah. They're both dudes with big mustaches and stuff like that. Okay. I think you're good to go. I think you're fine. Let's check the face. Matching data. Okay, cool. Perfect. Yay, you're welcome. Welcome to Arstotzka. I've been just doing that for the past... Who knows how long. I really hope I don't get written up again. Oh, thank goodness. Okay, we're good. Oh, wait. Is this the guy? No, it isn't the guy. Oh, let's go. Oh, come on. That's the gaze, okay. I had to give a bunch of people, stuff. Whoa, 20 bucks! I'm kind of goated. I'm pretty damn goated. Hey, we'll take it. Yeah, you're good. Because I accepted you in before. All right. Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back. Oh, this is the guy. This is the guy. No, it isn't the guy. Is this the guy? No correlation. Okay, never mind. This is not the guy we're looking for. This is not our man's. United Federation. This is Ilya Nadrov. You have the same serial number. You're visiting for 1 month, correct? Yes. Perfect. Okay, cool. That works for us. Great. You really get into the role. You really get into the role here. You're from Shingleton. That's the only city I actually remember from anything I've done so far. All the expiration dates are good. I guess today is the 8th of December. Yeah, you look fine. You look great. Let me just double check the passport. You're from United Federation. It's the same logo. Same logo. Yay. That's great. I love that. That's fantastic for you. Because you're welcome in our thoughts. Wait, you're visiting? Yes, great. You look good. You look great. Fantastic. Supple skin, short, light hair. Absolutely wonderful. Looks good. Wait. Yeah, okay. We're good. We're good. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome! Welcome to the country! I hope you enjoy. What if he didn't even have a Russian accent? What if he was just really, like, loud? I'm gonna get written up, aren't I? Oh, nice. Okay. There's, like, a little anticipation every time. Every time you admit somebody. There's always that little thing. You're like, ooh, did I do something wrong? Did I get it wrong? Ah! Shoot! I don't have my key! Where is my key? I don't have the key! Oh, I was too late. Bum. Today was tortured by a terrorist attack. Guys, I'm bad at this game. I got a bunch of money, though. That's pretty good. I can actually finally feed my family for once. The key was buried under... I put the key under, like, 5 different pieces of documentation. Why did I do that? So that's pretty much how the day goes. You accept people in the country based on, you know, their documentation, what where they're going, what they're doing, all that kind of stuff, and what the country needs. Because, of course, you have to protect you're very patriotic and you need to protect the country. Of course, you don't have to play the game that way. I'm just playing that for a first playthrough just to get the feel of it and then coming back to do different runs based on what I can do, based on how good I am later down the line. This game is very intricate. I like it a lot. Actually, we don't need heating because everyone's not cold, so we can save on some money there. So this game, at the end of each day, you have a bunch of money that you've earned based on your savings, based on your bribes, and based on how many people you accepted or declined correctly. And you first get subtracted based on your rent. Rent increases consistently. So right now it's $25 a day, which is a lot of money. However, you also have to pay based on what the people need, what your family needs. Right now, everyone in the family is sick except for my wife because she's a queen. We need almost pretty much everyone's hungry, so I was able to buy food, which is $20. Again, like I said, there's a bit of debate going around where it's like, okay, obviously you can play the game better if you have the map on one side of your monitor or whatever, or if you have like a reference guide to what you need to be looking for. However, there's literally just an easy mode. You can go into settings and then there's, you can choose whether or not you want to play in easy mode or not when you make a new save file. So it's not really, like, it doesn't really matter that much at the end of the day because you're like, what purpose is there to cheat when you could, the game literally allows you to cheat. Like, it gives like, okay, here you go. People are like, no, I want to play the game how it's actually played, but I'm bad at the game, so I'm not going to actually play how it's actually played. It doesn't make any sense to me personally, but it's your game. It's a single-player game. Who cares, right? Play the game however you'd like. If you want to have, like, 5 different monitors with all the different information on each of them, by all means. But I think the holistic way to play the game is either playing on easy mode, get like an extra $30, whatever, or just playing the game as is intended, with the minimal space that you have. Because even then, like, I've messed up a bunch of times. Like, I couldn't even get the tranquilizer out in time, but I was still able to do a lot with the game. So, I'm just saying, give it a shot before you start, you know, doing extra modifications to the game. I want to talk about, specifically, about how the game was popularized by none other than Jacksepticeye. Jacksepticeye was the one who popularized this game, and this is the person that I used to watch all the time back in the day. It was him, Dan TDM, a little bit of Markiplier, and I think a lot of Game Theory, and like a little bit of... No, it was like mostly Game Grumps. That's where like the evolution line came from. So those were like the main five. Jacksepticeye was like one of the biggest ones for me. And he played this game a lot. There was like, I think, a full like 8-9 part series, I believe, surrounding this game, where it was a full playthrough of, you know, absolute hilarious moments. I'm just saying, I watched a half of the first episode and I couldn't even get through it. Like it's not like it was good for the time. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't. I think of who I was when I'm watching those, so it kind of just like harkens back to a more cringe time, I guess, cringe-worthy time. In all honesty, I think a lot of the press that this game got back in the day was the reason why Lucas Pope was able to make another game, The Return of the Obra Dinn, which follows you trying to figure out what happened to the crew of a missing ship, where you have like time, like you can peer back and look at the veil of time and look at what happened at specific moments in time, kind of frozen, like a portrait, and you kind of have to guess or kind of like deduce based on those clues what has occurred, right? This game's a lot more simple. You obviously just are looking at passports and documentation and trying to analyze things. It does all the analyzation for you. Like, it doesn't... You don't really have to do much in terms of that. But this game still surprisingly stumped a lot of YouTubers. I was so confused to see... Like, obviously... Like, they don't have to be good at games. I'm just saying. I'm just looking at what I'm seeing right now, and I'm like, okay. You don't know how to open the analytic menu. You're just gonna do this all for memory, okay? I'm all power to you. I'm just saying, there's easier ways to do this. There's so many easier ways to do this. But this game is really fun, so I'm gonna play another day. And you guys think of what you think about this format? Because I personally, for smaller games anyway, I would love to be able to play them more. Fortunately, you can't see what I'm doing. So what are you gonna do about it? Let's play another day. Let's see what happens. Guessed an incident highlights security risk. Further breaches predicted. That's because of me, guys. I'm sorry. That's my bad. I hope I don't get reprimanded. Oh, no. Act fast. Oh, boy. Hello.
Hello.
I heard you're from Nirsk. Am I from Nirsk? But I've not been back in many years. It's still a hole as before. Of course, is what I remember, too.
I am from Sigyu. It's nice to meet you.
I will keep my best to keep you safe. Thank you. I'll keep the key, like, right here, so I don't forget it. I'll put it on top of this banner, because I need to have it, like, right away. Like, that's not good. I'll keep the wanted criminals over here, too, just so I don't remember them. I'm keeping them on the right-hand side, and I'll keep the rules, like, up here so I can, like, drag it down and be like, okay, we're just all right? Okay, cool. I need to have good space management here, just to make sure I'm doing everything by the books. All right, first person. Papers, please. That's the name of the game. I don't trust this guy. He scares me. Why are you looking so serious, man? What happened? What's wrong, man? Let's look at the regional map. You can look at the regional map and you can see all in Arstotka, there's, I think, 8 different districts. This one's the Alten district, which is, in fact, a valid district, so we're good. You're the same weight, so you're not holding any weaponry or anything like that. This is, in fact, Paradisna is, in fact, a town in there. I think this is good to go. This is the correct symbol, correct? Yes, it is. Perfect. That is, in fact, the Orstotskan crest, as it were. Beautiful. You're not the right height. You're not the right height. This information doesn't look correct. Give me a fingerprint. See, at least you don't actually immediately have to, you know, detain them. You can look at their fingerprints first before giving an accurate assessment here. Ooh, you're not the right person, man. I gotta detain you now. That's unfortunate. That's really unfortunate. Like, I don't really know what could have happened there. But at the same time, I'm just saying, you should have played it by the books, man. You really should have played it by the books. You really should have got a valid passport. Oh, hi, Essek. Oh, no. Border attacks are not Essek operations. Unknown extremist groups are responsible. The order claims to weaken corrupt powder centers, not injure innocents. Essek agents arrive today to uncover extremists. Hey, I think they're on our side. Today. Whoa, it's another little cryptogram thing. It has like a little punch-out card with all the stuff. That's really cool. All right, first of all, you don't have it, so get out your entry permit. Get out your entry permit. Get out your entry permit. Come on. Stop wasting my damn time. You do have a mustache. It's a pretty good mustache, I have to admit. Let's look at your height. That's a good height. It is 2 days, not gonna be expired, so that's good. Those match up. You're from Impor, so that's, Enkyo? Enkyo. Perfect. Everything looks good to me. Everything looks pretty good. Matching data. Perfect. I think that's good. I think that's pretty good. Let's just check the serial number here. Alright, let's check the, how long are you gonna be staying for? 8 weeks? Yeah, 2 months. Perfect. Everything looks good to me. Everything looks good to me. Stamping you in. And there's no wanted criminals. Perfect. All right. See you around. I do love all the animations. It's really nice. Look at this man. He's got a beard. Where's your passport? What are these chumps doing in my line? Get out of here. Entry must have a passport. A passport is required. They took away your passport? Well, there's a temporary... What? There's a temporary visa slip. I guess Orstotskan citizens get, I guess. Use can be used for denials only. Okay. I guess I'm allowed. That's so weird. Huh. I guess that's fine? What? That doesn't make any sense. Because it just gave me, like, a visa slip. Can be used for denials only. Oh, I see. That makes sense. You better get out of my country. Get out of here! Get a new passport, then, if they took your passport. Come on, it's not that hard. Get with the program. All right. Igor. Hello, Igor. How you doing? There's so much information. My goodness, man. Totally bald. I wouldn't call that totally bald, but it's fine. It's like Norwood 4. It's like Norwood 4. I'll call that Norwood 4. expiration date's fine. That's your ID supplement. We got expiration date on your passport's fine. You were saying you're working at a job for half a year, so yeah, that checks out as well. It says here, yeah, Igor Fontani. Awesome. Yeah, it looks good. I think everything here looks fine. Let's just check if it's a Kolekin passport or not. Or if it's, I'm pretty sure that's authentic. Yeah, that's authentic. Okay, cool. Yorko City. Perfect. Great. I think you're good. I think you're good to go. Look, as much as, we don't get along, we can accept you this time, buddy. Here you go. Take your passport. And your thing. I'm probably going to get ringed up for that, because I don't know if I checked properly everything. Oh, no! Invalid description! Invalid thumbprint! Oh, jeez. What do you mean? How was I supposed to know? As long as it takes. International press. This is new. But you don't have entry permit. Get an entry permit. You're a journalist. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a journalist or not. You need the proper identification, man. This is an outrage! Why am I denied? Your press pass is worthless for entry. This is a violation of rights. I will not weigh down to your corrupt... You expect to be read about this. Okay, dude. Listen. I'm not the person you should be complaining about. Jeez. Like, you just talk to the people higher up. Don't get me involved, okay? Compliance is key. let's see. Supplement. Yeah, the identity matches. Saint Marmero in, what is this, Kolyka? That's not the right city. Saint Marmero's not the right city. Get out of my line. Get detained. Sorry, lady. You might be from there, but it's not a recognized city, so I'm getting my $5 bonus. I feel so bad. I feel terrible, man. I feel terrible. Papers, please. You don't have anything, man. Lady, you need an ID card because you're an Austrian citizen. I like that, but you never got one. Too bad. I'm sorry. You gotta get denied. Denied. Boop. All right. Keep the line moving. Keep the line moving. Gotta keep the line moving. This is a gentleman. Look at this dude. Visiting for how long? 2 days. That doesn't check out. 14 days and 2 days does not correlate. Your length of stay is different. Right, I rented for only 2 weeks. Okay, so you just got that confused. That's fine. All right. I think you're fine beyond that, because this is matches. The name matches. Nothing is expired. Everything is in. Yep, everything looks good. Even then, I want to get through one more. So this is kind of like my obligatory, like, okay, you can go. I need to get through one person. No, I messed it up. I was too slow. Yeah, my son's birthday's in 2 days. Aw. Uncle, I'm sorry. We can't afford food. We need to save money. Everyone, look, I'm actually surprised. Everyone is healthy now. They're cold, but they're healthy now. That's the important thing. My family is thriving, finally. That's good. That's very good. And we have $20 in the bank, so we can save that for a rainy day, which is perfect. I'm very pleased with this. Even if I had to, like, constantly betray my own... Arstotzka's Iron Border. International media reveals entry visa bias. Oh, no. That's not good. Oh, no. I think I messed up, guys. I don't think I gave Arstotzka good press coverage. Oh... All denials will be accompanied by a reason for denial stamp. Oh. A new computer inking system has been installed. Interrogate discrepancies to prime the reason for denial stamp. We'll do that later. I think that's fine for today. I'm actually surprised how much battery they use. This game is very fun. Based on the idea, just a general, like, constant, like, you wouldn't think that constantly checking for... irregularities in ID and passports would be fun, but it is. It's actually really fun. And what's not fun is having to constantly battle your own morals for you know, making sure that your son gets fed or gets a birthday present in 2 days, which I will definitely remember. I will definitely remember my son's birthday, which is in 2 days from now, which is on the 12th. Yes, the 12th. Yes. Little boy, your son, your birthday's on the 12th. It's actually on the 13th. Damn it! My son, I always get it wrong. I'm so sorry. It's okay, Dad. He's actually 21. He's just never gotten a job. Here's my question. Why is there so many people living under one roof? Why is my son, my wife, my mother-in-law, and also my uncle all living under the same roof? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. But hey, that's just a theory. I'm sure you can find a good game theory about that. And hey, look, it was very fun to kind of dig through a bunch of the older... This game is almost like 11 years old, which is crazy to me. Because it has like a bunch... You wouldn't think it, because it's such a small game. Just made by one person, and it has like a pretty isolated concept. Like, it's a very, very kind of constructed game. There's no... Like, Stardew Valley constantly gets new updates. This game has never been updated. This game just came out and then never... Like, it maybe got patches and stuff, but it never got updated, right? It never got new content. This game had a studio in Russia that made, like, their own small short film about this game, which is very good. You should definitely watch it. It's a very good short film. It has, like, it has all, like, the kind of encompassing things that you need for a short film. And you really know how old it is based on the fact that they're still talking about OG Sonic in the comments. Why am I so burpy all of a sudden? My goodness. They're talking about OG Sonic because they're talking about video game adaptations for movies. And you, if you saw the poster before they changed it to the cool cartoony style we all know and love, it did not look good. It did not look good at all. I'm so curious what Shadow's design would have been if the third movie got made with that art style. It would have been insane. But that's for a discussion for another day. I hope you enjoyed the show. It's been very fun. And I believe there might be someone after me, but we still have a couple minutes. So how about we just chat for a bit longer? This game is very fun. I'm going to be playing it a little bit more. But next week, we're going to be talking about Telltale Games. I'm going to be trying to do a little bit of deep dives more regularly, hopefully in more detail comparatively to this. But we're going to be talking about, I recently picked up, why am I so congested as well? My goodness, I'm dying, man. I got cough, I got blocked up nose, I'm constantly yawning, I'm like dying, slowly. No, I'm just joking. I would never leave you guys behind with my radio show. I would never do it. For the audience, never. Never, ever. Never, ever, ever, ever. But besides the point, this has been Independent Incidentals. Next week, we're going to be talking about that. And specifically, we're going to be talking about that. That's my train of thought. I'm trying to get back into my train of thought. We're going to be talking about Telltale Games, which released a bunch of smaller games in between. Main ones that they released, The Walking Dead series, but also, we're going to be talking about Minecraft Story Mode. I have to get some details from Elise because I haven't watched the gameplay of it in so long. It's so funny to me. Every time I see like a moment from that game, it makes me laugh so much. Like, how did this game ever get made? It's so baffling to me. But we'll be talking about all of that. Its rise, its fall, and its resurrection, and its constant shambling corpse next week. So I'll see you all then. And then the week after is reading week. So good luck on exams, midterms, everybody. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.